Welcome to episode 4 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm CSC.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Owner Defendant.
Episode 4, finally.
Yay.
So, Doc, if you'd like to read the BCP report, BZP, I could say.
Alright, my turn. Alright. An old Bionicle Sector 01 wiki, I don't know how you say that, rumor has turned into reality. Yeah, it's been said that there will be a Mask of Life next year. We don't really know much about it. We know that the Parak are searching for it for some reason or other, and it apparently is as powerful as the Vahi. And last there's a game on Bionicle.com, again. It's the Parak Connect the Dots.
That's
connect
hilarious.
The dots so you can get a picture of V-Doc's face. Whee!
Laughed out loud when I played that.
What?
I laughed out loud when I played that. Gave me a heart attack, but after I laughed.
And the Parak are on Lego Shop at Home for $9.
And $12 Canadian.
Darn.
Yeah. Poor Canada.
Well, already there.
But you get it.
So, first topic is all the new P-Rocket stuff we've been seeing, like the ads, the game.
It's all pretty interesting, like seeing LEGO's new marketing like strategies and plans, but I'm really not liking the sets, so I haven't paid too much attention.
Why not?
Sets are cool. I just don't think they have that same feeling that the older sets had.
Well,
yeah, it is new. I guess they're appealing to the younger generation, but, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, for one thing, pretty much every DG Power member has them in their signature avatar, and that gets kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I don't.
I'm special.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think any of
okay,
them
half of them, at least.
Okay.
I mean, you can't look at a page on DG Power and not see one.
Yeah. I just have my Chronicles and Narnia avatar. I don't have any Parak stuff, just because I don't really keep up with any of the 2000s topics, because I just want to see what happens. So,
yeah,
I don't keep up with that stuff, and I
haven't paid
any
attention
kind of avatar
for a while.
Shame on you all.
I
only pay attention to present storyline.
I haven't paid attention since, like, 2003. That was when I stopped. Seriously, I don't know, like, what the Brotherhood of Makuta is.
I didn't know until, like, 2 months ago.
I just don't have enough initiative to go ahead and, like, figure it out.
I keep up with all the basic stuff, like the comic stuff and the website stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't get the books so often.
I should read the books.
I just pick up what people tell me.
I mean, I just can never find the book, so I just read all the BZ Power topics about him.
Yeah,
I learn all I can.
Almost better.
Not really, because I have no idea what happens in any of the books, like Time Trap or anything.
Well, I haven't read a book since like the beginning of Metronoi, and I only bought the encyclopedias and like the Rahi ones, but nothing really too interesting.
I got the first four books, the very first four books of Bionicle, like, last year.
You mean, like, the Chronicle ones?
Yeah, the Chronicles
those
of the Toa Olda.
Greg's
books
are better
with
originally.
C.A. Hopka.
Yeah.
Those were good. I like those. Good books.
I like them.
I haven't read any
yet. I have nothing to compare them to.
Yeah, so I wouldn't really know.
We should get the
I got Trial by Fire. That's the newest one I have.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
I haven't read any of the books.
Congrats.
I've read the first four. And I'm reading Trial by Fire.
I read a lot. I don't know.
So the government has become a book topic.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Stay on topic. Not. All right, how about the ads on the site? Like, 100% arms, 0% charms?
I have no idea what that means.
Those things are so
does that mean he just strangles people?
Sure.
He just strangles people?
No, arms meaning weapons.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like he's just, like, strangling people or something.
Well, you're wrong.
That's what I got from it.
I want to see a charming Puraka. I mean, he looks like he's smiling.
Smiles. They aren't charming.
Put on a little tuxedo.
I think it's supposed to clear that up for you.
Yeah,
smiling.
I mean, smiles.
And they're not smiles, they're grins. They're grins. There's a difference.
Yeah, but their eyes are red. I mean, they're like glowing. They can't.
They have sadistic grins, not happy little funny smiles.
Have you seen Greg's,
the way it works.
Greg's topic on their powers?
No, I don't know any of their powers.
It's crazy.
I like it. I like
the green one. He can separate himself into little particles.
Do any of them make the people's head explode?
No.
I knew it.
But they can use like mental blasts to hit people like a sledgehammer.
Ouch. That's fun.
Just by looking at them, isn't it?
I've had that happen to me. It's not fun.
People look at you and you get hit by a hammer.
Ow.
Okay. Well, can we move on?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Our next topic is basically the Bionicle 2001 set line in general, like everything that happened there.
Oh, this is me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, 2001. Started with these sets in, like, well, whenever they originally came out in, like, Europe, because my dad went there for a business trip, and I got the Turaga, like, way before America's release. So I was into it since the way beginning.
Wow.
And
yeah, I was a Lego magazine member, and I got the comics, and I looked at it, and I thought it was junk, and I was going to throw it away, but then I read it.
At first, I thought it was, like, new Throwbots.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's what they were.
I was like, what the heck is this?
Well, I played the game.
First of all, I saw him in 2000 in the Lego shopping thing. Like, with the magazine, and I thought they were, like, really stupid. Like, it's Tahu and Rakama.
Yeah, I saw
that,
too.
And it looked pretty weird.
At the time, I was like, I'm not going to get that.
What the heck is this?
My dad brought them home. I'm like, robots? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like,
but
it's Lego.
I mean, now we look back on it, we're like, oh, man, it's the coolest thing in the world. But, you know.
Yeah.
But they really did look stupid, like, compared
they
to all
did.
The other Lego.
Yeah, they did at first. I was telling my friends, I'm like, yeah, these Bionicle masks. And they're like, what the? Like, what are you
Run away!
Yeah. The first comic always made me a Kopaka fan. But, it was cool.
Yeah.
Guess what fan I am? Kopaka.
Hmm.
Take an educated guess. Onu defendant.
I think they were.
It's Leiwa. I like calling him Leiwa. Leiwa just sounds weird.
I've been converted into Leiwa because
well, anyway,
of
the 2001 line. I think it was really good, but you can't bring the new fresh feel back. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
No matter how much
but
we
you,
ask.
You can. You could bring like Rahi and that. Like that's why I loved like that. They had the Rahi and like these wild things that could be tamed, and you could have these battles that you could stage and.
I think it's actually less like not as much the Rahi and organic stuff. It's more just it was new back then. You thought everything was cool, you know. And now that you've seen that and you see the city, you don't like it, the new ones as much.
I think
a new
stuff though,
would love
was
it.
Like the organic and robotic type thing where you had like technique. Plus, like, these creatures. And it was just really interesting. But once we got into this routine where it was, like, two sets of six canister sets.
It kind of got repetitive.
Like, as much as the storyline is trying to accompany it, like, me, I'm not paying that much attention to the storyline right now. I'm just not feeling it.
Well, it's a relatively good system. It's just it doesn't have, you know, since they've got a whole bunch of other lines going now, and it's pretty old now, so, you know, they can't...
Yeah, it gets repetitive.
Yeah, the 2001 to 2003 was a bit repetitive because it was things that control your mind each time.
Uh-huh.
See, when I first got a Borok, I was like, hey, look, it fits on a Toa head. Maybe it controls its mind. And that was right.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't get it collectible that didn't start with K until, like, 2005. They're all like Kanoka, Krata, Krana.
You have these nice, like, similarities between the storylines, and yet you still had this, like, innovation each year. Like, I kind of like how, like, the first movie was like, oh my god, it's a movie. Like,
yeah.
It's so insane compared to, like, these books that we've been having, these comics. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, McCoy, I guess they needed to add more for the, to get attractive, like, younger people, because I'm sure they were losing some of the older ones with the movie and such.
Yeah.
But you know what? When the first movie came out, I was so excited, you would not believe it. Like, I think it was when the Bionic was crazy. Like, the week before the movie came out, I was, like, all Bionic. Like, my wallpaper was Bionic, like, everything. It was crazy. Like,
I don't know
what happened. But then after that, I was like, I don't care anymore. I went crazy.
In 2003, I went on this craze, because before then, I was kind of into it. I kind of drifted in and out. But in 2003, me and my brother, we just teamed up on my mom. We're like, we want all six Roxy. We want all these Texans. We want, like, Jaller and Gucko. And she's like, what are you talking about? We spent, like, $135 on shopping home.
Holy
cow. And it came the first day, and we were, like, freaking out the whole day. We're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then the next day, we were like, oh, my God, we just wasted $135 on
sex. Yeah, I think the thing that really kept the thing that kept the most interest in 2003, or the thing that kind of drew people back, was knowing that there'd be a movie.
Yeah.
And then the thing that kind of pushed people back was the movie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people just didn't like it compared
to the blessing and the curse.
Yeah.
Well, at least I heard the new ones are better.
What?
Like, at least I heard the new ones are better than Master Light. Like,
Legend of Metronome.
Well, I thought the second one was the best, because it was the best balance of Lego's attempt to go sort of violent and not, and then, so, it just was a nice balance. Like, the first one didn't have much action or anything in it.
Yeah.
The third one, just too much fast-paced, weird action with this random storyline. I guess that could be argued, but, you know.
Yeah. I haven't seen Will of the Shadows yet, so I can't really say much about it.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one.
So far behind.
Well, if you watch Web of Shadows, there's this one part near the end, and I won't reveal anything, but, like, they go from one scene to another. They have to, like, run across Metronoi, and they go, like, one place to another in, like, 5 seconds. And it's like, wait a minute.
You know,
didn't they just have to travel? I mean, like, you could have like, walked a little and then have, like, a little, you know, storyline getting to
conversation.
And, like, a little Vizorak site, or, like, sighting and, you know, fight, whatever. But
not
it was
really,
like,
it's not really that much important from them walking from the place that you're talking about to the Colosseum.
But it's, like, this climax, and it's like this huge, like, battle that they're going to, and it's just, like, you're expecting a big transition, but it's just, like, they get there, and I almost couldn't distinguish whether it was, like, next door. It was really strange.
Well, yeah, but there might have been a deleted scene or something.
Yeah.
That scene probably was, but
it's not really that much important to the story.
It was, but I just thought it jumped around too much.
Yeah, a bit.
You know, it's supposed to be more like an hour movie. You know, in things like Lord of the Rings, they have more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be a big movie. They have more time to do, like, the big horse ride to Gondor.
They also had more storyline to start with. I mean, like, we are so limited with Bionicle, although it seems like we have a lot. Like, if you wrote it all down, we would have nowhere near a Lord of the Rings book or something.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings is long, so I wouldn't...
Yeah. 4 hours each movie is 4 hours. Like,
well, more like
12 hours. They're 4 hours.
Alright, now that we're off topic.
Yes, way off topic.
Now that we're all off topic again.
Let's go to the next one.
We're like spammers. Gosh.
Kill ourselves.
We're off topic
all the time.
And I call myself an outstanding BGP man.
Jack, yeah, me too.
I don't, because I'm not.
Good time.
You're not allowed in this anymore.
What was the topic?
We're talking about 2001.
Yeah, so now we got to Lord of the Rings, but that's all right.
So let's just continue on.
Yeah.
Next topic, contests on BZP?
Well, I think the contests have been getting really good. Like, I've been getting into BBC. I got into my first, first poll. But I'm kind of irritated because these contests are no longer bi-monthly. But BBC went monthly, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to keep this MOC together. So I had to skip a contest. And,
I always have to trash my room each month. Because, you know, I have to dig out all the Bionicle stuff. I have it all sorted in bags. And, you know, you can't MOC with all your stuff in bags, so you got to dump it all onto the floor. And, you know, you can't really put them back in unless you're really sure that you're done, which I never am. So I always get, like, punished or something during a BBC. I don't mind,
I
don't mind getting creamed in my preliminary poll and then getting punished.
I have little drawers that I just put all the pieces in, and that's fun.
I sort of by color. So, it's kind of tough. I get them all mixed up into one big pile, and then I gotta sort them back into colors again so that I can actually find them later. It's annoying.
Well, I find that there are too many BBC contests, but that's probably because I can't MOC.
Well,
if I had other kinds, like for library, or for S&T.
The whole, like, BBC-type contest, like, became so big that, like, we went from, like, 1 to 12 in the time that, like, we went to from 13 to 33, or whatever we're on now. Mm. So, you know, it's really gotten fast. But, it's not a bad thing, but, you know, I think maybe we should focus a little more on art contests since we've only had 10.
Of how many story contests we've had.
Three.
Seriously.
Two.
Like, we haven't had an epic contest. We had, like, one, and then we have Epic Fest.
Which I won third place.
Ooh. Yeah. Congratulations,
I got creamed in my preliminary poll again. I was in the same one as Silverwind and some other guy. It wasn't bad. It was okay. I like short story contests.
Yeah,
because,
that was nice.
You know, I like to write. I'm good at writing. I'm going to remember that at the next contest.
When you lose.
Art contest I'm terrible at. Because, you know, I'm okay at art, I guess. I'm better with sprites.
Well, ironically, you have more technical difficulties. C had to leave mid-show. So, yeah, I'm the staff member who's been in the most shows longest. Should get a prize
for
something.
You.
Well, continuing back on our topic of contests on BZP, anything else to add?
Well, I'm all right at art, but I think early contests, once again, would be nice if they were more frequent. But you gotta sacrifice something.
Mm.
Yeah, it would be nice if we didn't have so many BBC contests and if we kind of spread it out to other contests.
Yeah, that's what I find. There's like so many of them, and it's the one thing that I suck at.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, you have a BBC contest one month and an art contest another month. You know, if it's going to be something like that, then it might as well vary.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of find that it's been, like, difficulty for, like, Pohukai or whatever to like, work out the art contests. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, story contests aren't easy either.
Yeah, well, I don't even go to story contests. My stories get disregarded because I get...
Aww.
Well, they have judges, so it's better.
Yeah, like, I entered the poem one, and they liked my poem, but it didn't win or whatever.
Yeah, I got on the recommended list of one of the judges. Well,
that's good.
The problem with Epic Fest was that people got to vote, and so there was this one poll where, I hope C doesn't listen to this, but C was in it, and there were these two really good stories, and they were, one was really long, the other was kind of medium long, and, and, you know, the medium-long one got through, but the long one, which is really good, better than a lot of stuff I've seen, didn't get through at all. It got, like, 5
nobody
votes.
Wants to read it.
Yeah, the Call of the Rising one was shortish, so got a lot of votes.
Yeah, well, that's why they put a word limit on it, because they knew that no one's going to read a whole entire book.
Yeah, but still, people don't even want to read, like, 500 words.
Well, if you're going to have an epic contest, I think you have to have judges. You can't really vote. It just doesn't
yeah,
work.
Especially with all the six-year-olds out there.
Yeah, even if people say they're going to read, like, it just doesn't end up that way, and they confess favoritism, whatever.
Yeah, I'd say that Rudaka did really have a, he did deserve some place in there. I don't really know. I didn't see all of the candidates because, you know, it takes a while to read all
I
of them.
I saw all of them. It was painful.
Well,
I didn't every
read
single one.
Any of them. Whoops, I forgot.
You have a lot of spare time, don't you?
No, that's the problem.
People say I have too much spare time. I just finished my Lego Halo Pelican, like it's a 16-inch model, huge. But you know, I don't have any time on my hands.
The Storyline Theory contest was interesting, although we'll probably never see anything like it ever again.
Yeah, that's kind of probably a one-time occurrence.
Well, yeah, it could happen again.
It was fun though.
Wait, there were two.
You entered that. There
were? Yeah, there were two.
Yeah, one was to come up with a new name for Tree Speak.
Uh-huh.
The other one was for the...
Borok.
Yeah.
Explanation.
Oh, well, that wasn't really an official contest thing. Oh. It was a... It didn't have polls or anything.
Well, yeah, I suppose. If you look at it
yeah,
like that...
Yeah, technically it wasn't.
Did you guys enter the first one?
Yes. Entered both.
I did.
Yeah, me too.
I lost. But the guy who won, that was my first idea. I'm like, hey, I'm going to put that, but he got him before.
Yeah.
The one I did was the two talk. Sounds catchy to me.
Mine was like shoot jabber or something. I don't know.
There were a whole bunch of random entries, like Lee Metru Windrider.
Yeah.
And Matanui Adventures.
Well, I don't know. You get some people who got
some
all their
ideas. Some
people
are illiterate.
They just do whatever they want.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
It was like, you just take any combination of any word that you heard in Les Matru and put it down, and you were like, okay, there's my entry.
Yeah.
You could have been anything you wanted.
What was the one that won? Was it like, shoot speak?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, figures.
There was also the Master of Bionicle contest.
Oh, yay! I'm an expert at this.
Me too. Haha. Well,
right.
Anyway,
so
that was a great contest. I hope they do that more in the future.
It was really frustrating, but it was fun.
How did that end? I never saw the end.
I lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who won?
Me too. Celestial Dragon got grand prize.
Yeah. And then Watashi wa came in second.
And then there was like four people that tied for second.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
I asked
Greg after, and he said that I would have come in the next place. I was like, no.
Well, some people had really good starts and some people didn't have very good starts.
That was
like
I had a really good start, but it kind of got worse as I went on because I prepared less and I wanted to rush. But I was really good at the beginning.
I had a good start. I was one of the best off financially. Of course, I got harassed for the Toa Nuba thingy.
Well, me too. And
yeah.
And I had like $35,000, that's all I spent on my original thing, so it was great, great plan, and he actually PM'd me specifically and complimented me on that plan.
I know how to deal with
it. Darn.
I don't know, that didn't really get me anywhere, obviously. So I hope we do more of that apprentice type stuff, even if it's not just with Greg, like you could do something like with that, with the admins.
I can't imagine having to leaf through that topic and going through everybody's entries.
Well,
I'm really still kind of amazed that I got in.
Yeah, I think kind of did an entry, forgot about it, and like a couple days later I looked it up because it was on the Hot Topics list. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm
yeah,
on
same
it.
Here. I had like three paragraphs,
hey,
and
man.
I saw all these people with like, you know, these big long speeches, and I thought, oh man, I'm so dead. And then I came home from, I think, a baseball game or something. And I turned on the computer, and I'm like, oh, a new message. And I'm like, he's like, congratulations, as the title. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, you lose.
Yeah. What still kind of worries me, though, is that he said that he picks some people just because they'd ruined Bionicle. Well, I don't know if he was joking on that or not.
I think like there were a couple people, like I'm not gonna name any names in order not to get like hunted down. But there were some people that definitely were not very good. Whether that was like purposeful or not, I don't know. But it just played out differently for each person. I think we all had a different objective, even though it was all similar.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he chose the 20, because like a lot of those were like generic speeches. Like, I know that I didn't really find that too much that was really unique about mine. Like, if he did another, I'd have, like, this great resume for saying I was in the first, and I've done all this stuff at, like, the Lego store and stuff, and, like, I'd have good stuff on my resume now, but I can't believe that he would go through all those and was able to choose, like, 20, even though he raised the number.
Yeah, what kind of made me annoyed was that everybody was... Well, there were two things that I kept seeing come up. One was that, actually three things. One was that, they knew a lot about Bionicle, which came up a lot, although I don't know how that helps very much. Two was that they'd be able to change it so that it was good. They'd just say something exactly like that. And three was that they were good at making MOCs.
Like, I'm creative. I know how to make my own sets and stuff. It was like, oh my gosh, give me a break.
It's not that kind of contest. It's like, what would you do with the stuff that people make for you? Not you're not the one who's making it. You're deciding what to do with what they gave you.
I think people didn't really realize that at the beginning. Like, that's why some people got disregarded, because they thought it was like a creative contest. But he said this is a management contest. This is going to be way different than like BBCs and stuff.
That reminds me, there was this one person, I don't remember who, and I probably wouldn't say his name anyway, but there was this one person who, he didn't do a speech, but he did like a story that he made up about how he was on the Lego staff and like hired Greg or something like that. It was really weird. It had nothing to do with the topic, except that he said he was a Lego board member.
That's hilarious. Weird. I want to work for Lego. I might work at a Lego store if I ever get a ride there a lot. Yeah. That'd be fun. I was just there this weekend. It's, like, great. Like the people there aren't great at working, like, for Lego, but I'm sure, like, if I was standing there, I could just be like, oh, yeah, the stuff's right over there. I could tell you the history of every product. I could tell when they came out, what age group they're for, what people they're for, but, yeah, that's in a couple
No
years.
Lego stores in Canada.
Uh-huh.
There aren't any in Kansas, either.
There are 4 Lego stores in New Jersey.
What?
What?
Yeah. And 2 in New York, and there's going to be another.
Wow.
So.
Well, New York, I'm not so surprised, but New Jersey... I hadn't heard of New Jersey until I was, like, 9 years old.
Well, we're here, and just 4 Lego stores. And I've only been to 2.
Wow. The nearest one, I think, is, like, 20,000 miles away from.
I've been to one in Chicago, one in Orlando, and another in New York.
You know, this is weird. Every topic we get off subject somewhere.
Yeah, whoa, we got way off that. All right, what's the next topic?
Fads on BZ Power.
Oh, fads.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm kind of sorry that I missed a few, because that would have been good at them. But I remember the base one, the ducky ad one. I was really confused about the duck avatar one, because I was
totally didn't get
that.
It.
Yeah,
it was some inside joke, and then some got outside.
I was a new member on the time of the ducky one, and I was like, wow, where's everybody getting these duck avatars? Because I never found out where everybody got them. And I was like, what the heck? People here like ducks. And CST kind of, sort of started a fad with orange.
Yeah, and
that
died.
It didn't really lift up.
But my fad, the replacement,
fad,
that wasn't supposed to be a fad.
Every one was that? You tried a few different times to make a fad, and the one time you don't try, there you go.
Wait, what was the replacement fad? Sorry.
Well, it started when Electric Turok became an FA.
Uh-huh.
And so... everyone was like, yeah, you really deserved it. You were the best member. It wasn't a staff.
Yeah.
So as a joke, I said, I'm the replacement E.T.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Steve said that he was the replacement spirit.
Oh.
And then
went on and
this
on.
Chain started, and now people are like, I'm the replacement me.
In Steve's new Banner generator thing, there's actually an option that lets you say, I'm the replacement blank.
That is so funny.
Came up with that.
That whole the random generator thing is really funny. I'd compliment Steve if he was here, but I
knew
that
he
is. He's not. That's funny.
Definitely a new fad. I made backgrounds for it.
Yeah. He needs a couple more, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. Another fad. There's always the I'm somebody fad. Like, the most popular one right now is Kex.
Not anymore.
It was like
a few months ago.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know why people want to be Kex.
With the percentage and the signature, that was kind of weird.
No, that was C.
Yeah.
Was that C?
No.
I thought it started with Kex.
Hmm.
I can't really keep them straight. I don't know.
Percentage started with XO17 and Spirit Kaida.
Yeah. And then we had the Rama Swarm, like, with a little squiggle and, like, whatever the person was or whatever. That was sort of a low-key fad, but it's still, like, there were enough people that, it was, like, Rainbow Banner with different, like, stuff that the person was.
I don't know if you
Rama
remember
Swarm
this, but
style.
Around the release of Star Wars Episode 3, the entire BBC forum was filled with General Grievous MOC.
Oh, yeah, no
for BBC, BBC would have, 28 for, Movie Madness.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
did General
that
Grievous.
That was a nightmare. A whole bunch of Star Wars junk in there.
It was kind of sad. Like, I love Star Wars, but I didn't even pull the dynamite.
It's like they're smothering it. I did Lord of the Rings in that one, but I see all the Star Wars stuff. There's General Grievous was the most popular. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Somebody,
my mom, when she saw Star Wars Episode 3, she was like, you know General Grievous? He kind of looks like a Bionicle. I'm like, yeah, well,
that's
sure. And that was right around the time I was like, man, I've seen enough of these General Grievous Bionicle things for my mom to tell me about it.
I'd seen General Grievous so much that the first time I saw Episode 3, I just hated Grievous's guts.
That's not what he looks like.
I just couldn't appreciate it because of all these things I'd seen, like these cheap imitations.
Yeah. Well, if you saw him in Clone Wars, he's like enormous and he's ultra powerful. They kind of made him like weak in this one because it was like he dies like within the first hour and it's like, you know, it's kind of like anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Like he jumps into the storyline and jumps out. But That's Star Wars, and we're not going to talk about Star Wars.
There's the iPod fad.
Oh, yeah.
That one was crazy.
Honestly,
everywhere.
I almost felt like I started that one, but I didn't. Like, I made one.
I saw that one. A while back, I had an idea to do one, but I was too lazy. Then you made one, and I was like, oh, well, there goes my chance.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was, like, after the fad started or before, or maybe I somehow started it, but I don't think so.
I think it was Dokuma, actually.
Yeah. I did one without, like, trying to do anything. I just made one, and then I got, like, a couple requests for some more, so I did them. They're really simple.
I had this one idea for an avatar. It'd be, like, a whole bunch of fads in one. So, you know the diamond avatar fad? Like how everybody had, like, their avatars and diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Transparent diamonds.
So, I have that MS Paint duck in a diamond in the iPod form.
Oh, I've heard this plan.
Saying, I'm in your base.
I think somebody did that. Yeah. I think you're a copycat. And you.
No, I'm not. I came up with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think somebody did that. I remember seeing something
sued.
Like that. I remember... A lot of people used to, like, anybody who liked Halo used to do their icon, and that's what I use for everything. Although my avatar is like, morphing from my Halo 2 emblem to Onua's face. So, like, I use that. I know a lot of people use it right around when, like, Raig made the Halo kit. That a lot of people use in their signatures, too, but only people who liked Halo 2, like me.
So, I suppose that ends the discussion part of the show. Now on to the question part of the show. Last time, we asked you what the BZP based explanation was for the Borok in the Maze of Shadows video game. And here is the answer, word for word, from Inner Rage. Before Makuta does his tricky stuff with being Duma and all, he was down in his lab doing nasty things. He had discovered these strange worms in caverns that were, like, all over. He gathered them up and put them in a big stew pot, but unfortunately, he didn't realize that the creatures worked under a hive mind, basically unifying them. They teamed up to get out and got away while his back was turned. They came upon the Borok nest. Using their combined weight, they opened a few canisters. Nestling inside the Borok heads, they together figured out how to control the machines. Then, boom, insta-Borok, minus one sana. And the four people who got this answer were Nukora, Labaside Rahi, Kohaku, and Hydras.
Wow,
congratulations.
Hydras didn't answer.
Okay, so what question do we have this week? So
this episode's question is, what award did a Bionicle, Mask of Light, win at the Saturn Awards? So anyway, for next week, it's going to be the Christmas episode.
Yay!
Insert a long-winded conversation about it being politically correct to call it the holiday episode here. So that's all for this episode of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Owner Defendant.